This week, when problems with two of Charlotte's major economic development deals held the spotlight, the city council also considered entering a third. The council's economic development committee met yesterday to discuss creating an amateur sports complex in East Charlotte. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports, after this week's turmoil, there were plenty of skeptics.
The city has been working on a deal for more than a year with a company called Good Sports. The idea is together they'll build a field house, basketball courts, and a hotel around Bojangles Coliseum. It would attract major youth and amateur sports tournaments and bring business to a rundown area, Good Sports Vice President Anthony Homer told the committee.
I believe we have all the right ingredients. It's the right time. It's the right place. And I know we've got the right team. And that is the end of my presentation.
Okay. But the council members were not sold.
It's no secret I have not been a big fan of this project.
Councilman Al Austin pointed out Good Sports was the only company the city could find that was interested.
And that doesn't seem to me to be an overwhelming response that amateur sports is what Charlotte needs to be looking at.
The market just hasn't yet grabbed amateur sports yet.
Deputy City Manager Ron Kimball has worked on the deal for more than a year. He says there's an opportunity to be first.
But I think it's something that is on the move, and we have to decide if we're willing to be one of the first entrants into this kind of marketplace.
Some council members support the idea, but are skeptical of Charlotte's partner. Good Sports has been mostly involved in managing hotels, and it's struggled to build similar amateur sports projects in at least four other states. Newspaper articles from Indiana, Kansas, Ohio, and Missouri tell similar stories of delays and financing struggles. But city staff vouch for the deal in Charlotte. Business Services Director Pat Mumford.
Oftentimes in these complicated projects, you take two steps forward, something comes up, you take a step back. That doesn't mean anybody was wrong or it doesn't work. That's just the nature of this.
Mumford says Good Sports has financing for Charlotte. That wasn't enough for Councilwoman Claire Fallon.
For me, it's dead. All right.
Fallon says the council has to be more careful after a tough week for two of its major economic deals. Fruit company Chiquita announced it'll leave 2 years after arriving. And Monday, the council voted to waive millions in debt on the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
And I'm not voting for anything more. The same way that we got stuck with NASCAR.
Economic Development Committee Chairman Michael Barnes is more measured. He says he's waiting to see more terms of the deal. Right now, the city and company have worked out general terms. They'll split the $77 million cost about evenly. Good Sports would put up a bond to ensure it follows through with its end and wouldn't get city money until after it completes the project. Barnes says that's a start.
I think what we're waiting for is for them to give us the answers that we need and want. And they did a lot of that today.
Those answers all came during the meeting. After, Good Sports executives fled from further questions, as reporters told Barnes.
They totally bailed.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
No, they
did. Yeah, he absolutely did.
We were chasing after them, and they got on the elevators.
But hold on. Seriously, they did.
Yeah. Yes.
But more answers will come before any deal is approved. The committee decided to postpone until they get more information. The full city council will take that vote next week. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.